Hachette Audio presents All American Murder, the rise and fall of Aaron Hernandez, the superstar whose life ended on Murderer's Row. Written by James Patterson, with Alex Abramovich and Mike Harvke. Read by Peter Coleman. This program includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of bonus material. To Bill Robinson, who got this thing cooking. Prologue. Matthew Kent ran track and played football at a high school in Attleboro, Massachusetts. After school, he worked out at a gym called Answer Is Fitness. Then he would run, 2 miles north, to his house on Homeward Lane. The route went through an industrial park and into a clearing. The path turned to gravel, then dirt. On the far side of the clearing, at Landry Avenue, it turned into pavement again. On June 17, 2013, Matthew did not get as far as the pavement. It was a Monday, the day before the last day of school. Matthew had gotten to the gym by 4. By the time he got out, an hour later, the weather, which had been beautiful all day, had started to turn. Clouds were gathering. The wind had started to gust. Matthew was running through the industrial park. Suddenly, at the far end of the clearing, he stopped. There was a man, lying on his back, near a dirt pile. Matthew called out to him, "Are you all right?" The man did not answer. Matthew walked a bit closer, until he was about 20 feet away. "Are you all right?" he asked again. Once again, there was no answer. Detective Mike Elliott was nearing the end of his 8-hour shift at the station when the transmission came over the radio. A guy down. A possible sudden behind the Corliss Landing Industrial Park. Lieutenant Michael King of the Massachusetts State Police was coaching his son's Little League team when he got the call. He was already on his way down to the clearing. Assistant District Attorney Patrick Bomberg would arrive shortly after, along with uniformed police officers and members of the North Attleboro Fire Department. But North Attleboro PD Captain Joseph DiRenzo beat everyone else to the scene. The captain had left work at 4. He was less than a mile away from Corliss Landing when the call came in, and he showed up in shorts and a t-shirt at 5:38. DiRenzo saw right away that they were dealing with a homicide. "There were rounds and what appeared to be bullet wounds to the torso," he says. "When I knelt down and touched the body, I could clearly tell that rigor mortis had set in." The man on the ground was lying face up. His left fist was clenched over his chest, one of several places he had been shot. He was young. He was black. His eyes were half open. Flies were buzzing around the man's nostrils. DiRenzo made note of the sneaker prints that had been left in the dirt. He saw a baseball cap, a white towel, and a partially smoked marijuana blunt lying on the ground. And when he looked up, he saw something else. Dark, menacing clouds. A storm came in from the west. Soon it would rain, heavy rain, which would wash away crucial pieces of evidence. "It could not have come at a worse time," DiRenzo recalls. "We have the body itself, tire marks, shoe prints, and rounds. All of a sudden, you could see the trees bending over, clouds moving in slow motion. It was a moment of, holy shit, we've got to do something here." The fire department had brought tents and tarps that the police could use to cover the crime scene. The cops worked quickly, trying to stay ahead of the storm. They measured, logged, and photographed as much as they could, but they also had to be careful not to contaminate the location. They needed to rush the investigation without rushing the investigation. Everyone had to park 100 yards away from the body in order to preserve the tire tracks. Everyone, including the firemen, had to wear boots and gloves, or have the bottoms of their shoes photographed for comparison purposes in preparation for the eventual homicide investigation. The man had been standing when the first shot hit him. The detectives made note of the dirt the man's heels had kicked up as he fell. It was the kind of detail that a rainstorm would wash away. The man had been shot several more times after falling. "Boom, he goes down," the cops thought. "Then when he's down, boom, boom, boom. You could definitely tell. Somebody wanted to make sure he was dead."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?